You're listening to Live Free, Think Free on 90.1 KPFT Houston, your home for uncensored news and underground music since 2011.
Guys, I'm not a doctor. We're not doctors here. But I just want to share this because it's news items that you're going to be hearing about it on other news platforms that you probably tune into this week if you listen to anything like mainstream media. This is coming from ABC News, definitely a mainstream news outlet, saying updated boosters for elementary school age children weeks from authorization, according to the FDA vaccine chief. Primary vaccines are already authorized for children 6 months and older. Primary, so the first one they want the kids to be getting, which, as we've pointed out on the show for the last couple of years, children are extremely low risk. That's not myself. That's the stats. That's the facts from any doctor. I went in Houston and we filmed and documented whenever they started giving out shots to kids there. I asked parents about the low risk. I asked Dr. David Peirce, the Houston health director, about, you know, the low risk to kids. And, you know, we've gone down this road, but regardless, they continue. And now these new boosters are just weeks away. So now this is interesting, though. This is why I'm bringing this up. So it says, while primary vaccines are already authorized for children 6 months and older, the FDA has yet to authorize the newly updated booster. Now, you guys may have been hearing about this so-called newly updated booster that's been going out there. There's some facts that we need to know about this real quick. So I'm going to pull up a post here from the World Council for Health. These updated shots, mRNA injections, are also known as bivalent vaccines. So it says here, updated COVID-19 mRNA injections approved after testing on 8 mice and 0 humans. This was published earlier this month, September 6th. On August 31st, the US FDA amended the emergency use authorizations of both the Moderna COVID-19 injection and Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 injection. These EUAs now include the use of a new bivalent vaccines, also known as updated boosters, like we were just talking about. Updated boosters going to be ready for kids in weeks that contain mRNA from the original strain of SARS-CoV-2, as well as shared components of the BA4, BA5 lineages of the Omicron variant. Look, I want to say this just as a kind of side note. I'm not even confident I believe in these people's claims about the variants and this and that. So I know there's going to be people who say something about that. But set that aside for a moment and just listen to what they're saying. These updated boosters, bivalent vaccines, contain components of the two variants of the Omicron variant, BA4, BA5. And this is what they're calling the updated booster. These updated boosters are available for use just 2 months after an initial or booster injection. While Moderna's booster is approved for those 18 and older, Pfizer's has been approved for anyone 12 and older. As we just read a moment ago, they're preparing to release this approval for children and the weeks away, apparently. So they're saying that the bivalent vaccines were approved, according to the FDA, based on the totality of available evidence, including extensive safety and effectiveness data for each of the monovalent mRNA COVID vaccines, safety and immunogenicity data obtained from the clinical study. So they said there's a clinical study, right? Now, these three regulatory agencies have neglected to inform the public that no human studies were done before the approval of these new updated boosters, and that the clinical study referenced included only 8 mice. According to the World Council for Health, this is both unprecedented and reckless. They say, quote, these agencies have also failed to adequately take into account the extensive safety data available worldwide that has consistently demonstrated concerning safety signals, including data publicly available via the VAERS Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the national early warning system that the FDA co-manages with the CDC. So they start talking about, you know, they found adverse drug reactions from the COVID injections already, which they say are sufficient to have got it recalled. Now, just to back this up for those who might not believe what I just said, which is that these updated boosters that we just hear from ABC News reported in the last 2 days are weeks away from being approved for elementary school kids. The World Council for Health says that there's been no studies other than on 8 mice, no kids or no humans. And then here it is being reported August 30th by the NBC News. So again, mainstream news. FDA expected to authorize new COVID boosters without data from tests and people. The lack of human data means officials likely won't know how much better the new shots are if at all, until the fall booster campaign is well underway. And then you can search and find videos of the head of the CDC and other, I think Fauci himself acknowledging recently, Micah, saying like, yeah, there's no time for testing, because if we do human testing, then by the time we're done, they're going to be outdated and we're going to have spent the money on the shots for nothing, right? But I just want to make that clear as we get ready for a music break, and as people out there, I know we're going into the fall in the U.S. and around part of the world, up in the Northern Hemisphere, and cold season, flu season, whatever you want to believe about that, people are going to be pushing for more of these shots. But just want to make that clear. The updated booster bivalent vaccines that they're talking about have been tested on not on humans at all, only on mice trials. I don't know if I would do that personally. But what do you think, Micah? Should we go to the song?
After I ask a question, what do you say in general and quickly that try to conflate the questions about, you know, these untested vaccines with the idea that you're against all vaccines and it, people like you, we still have polio? What do you say? Because, you know, they respond people, you know, who aren't versed in research themselves, or, you know, doubting or questioning, you know, what's coming through. These are people that would probably back in the day say, oh, look, the earth is the center of the universe. Believe the science. So what do you say to them that think that you're a person that, you know, if we went to you, we'd still have something like polio?
Yeah, I think that's an extreme argument to make. I also think that label anti-vaxxer serves that purpose that you're talking about there, right? For people to be like, oh no, they're the anti-vaxxer, they're the crazy one, etc. And I've heard that and I've seen that. But what I'll say to that is that the so-called anti-vax crowd that I've met, both as a journalist and as somebody with questions, is a group of very eclectic group of people. Moms, soccer moms from the suburbs, you got husbands who, you know, have kids that have, they believe, been injured by shots. You've got health freedom advocates. You got people who've received shots and say, hey, I just believe in, you know, individual choice and bodily autonomy. All those types of people would be labeled anti-vax for asking questions. Or like you said, people might make the assumption, if you're asking questions about one, that you're against everything. Personally, within that movement, there definitely is people who think that all the shots are bad, and those people exist. And then there's people who are like, no, I don't really have that position. Like I said, people who might get shots themselves, but they believe people should have a right to decide for themselves, right? So that movement or that label, that idea, like, it shouldn't be accepted or shouldn't be a conversation we're able to have, I think is really dangerous. And that's why I wanted to mention that story, because I think that is important that people have that. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do with that information, but hopefully they know that information if they didn't know it before. You know, now they know. But all right, guys, you're listening to Live Free, Think Free. We're going to be back. We got some more to cover.
So they're putting their hands in the basically they're putting something in their body that's only been tested on 8 mice when they do that. Or worse yet, they're putting it in their children's body and it's been tested on 8 mice. And what were the results? I mean, I don't know the results. Maybe 2 of the 8 mice had a real problem with it. I don't know. Anyway,
we don't know. All right, guys. Yeah, something to think about. You're listening to Live Free, Think Free on 90.1 KPFT Houston.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.